This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There's a temporary state of emergency in Virginia where a gun rights rally is set for today in Richmond, the capital city. Activists will protest a series of bills that would tighten gun regulations. The Democratic Governor Ralph Northam's executive order declaring a state of emergency bans all firearms and weapons from the capital's property until tomorrow. And Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax says they don't want a repeat of the 2017 gun rights rally in Charlottesville, where a counter-protester was killed.
Everyone who comes here looking to peacefully exercise their rights, you know, is welcome, of course, but we do not need any violence. We do not need a reprisal of the failures that we saw in Charlottesville, and so we're doing everything we can.
Ahead of the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump that starts tomorrow, a Gallup poll finds 44% of Americans approve of the job the president's doing. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A deadly mass shooting last night outside a bar in Kansas City, Missouri, as people were gathering to celebrate the win by the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. Police say two people were killed before an armed security guard killed the shooter.
Right now we have 15 unidentified people that have shown up at area hospitals around the metro area. Of those right now, three are listed in critical condition.
And two people are dead and five others wounded in a shooting at a San Antonio bar last night. Police there say it happened at about 8 at the club near the Riverwalk, and the suspect is still on the loose. It stemmed from a fight that broke out during a concert inside the club. Another all-female spacewalk continues at the International Space Station. Astronauts Jessica Meyer and Christina Cook are installing a new set of solar array batteries aboard the International Space Station. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
USA's Wendy King takes a look at the top movies at the box office over the weekend, and there is a new number one.
These streets, I never trusted anybody but me. I'm asking you, man. Bad Boys.
One last time. One last time.
Will Smith and Martin Lawrence star in the blockbuster hit Bad Boys for Life, bringing in a total weekend gross of $59.2 million. Dr. Doolittle is at number two with Robert Downey Jr. and Antonio Banderas, bringing in $22.5 million. 1917 is at number three with $22.1 million. Jumanji, The Next Level, drops down to number four with $9.6 million. Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker is at number five with $8.4 million. Number six, Just Mercy, coming in at $6 million. Little Women is at number seven with $5.9 million. Knives Out at number eight with $4.3 million. Like a Boss is at number 9 with 3.8 million, and still on the charts, Disney's Frozen 2 at number 10 with 3.7 million. I'm Wendy King.
And the 49ers defeated the Green Bay Packers last night to win the NFC Championship and head to the Super Bowl to face the Kansas City Chiefs. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is Dan Perkins for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that about 1 in 10 veterans are homeless in the United States? For the third year in a row, Songs and Stories for Soldiers is sponsoring the Santa Fe Shoes and Socks for Homeless Veterans program. In 2019, the people of Southwest Florida donated to the Bay Pines VA Healthcare District 550 pairs of shoes and over 1,200 pairs of socks for homeless veterans. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. This summer, set up a group of people to collect shoes and socks for homeless veterans in your community between Thanksgiving and Christmas 2020. Sit down and have a conversation with the Voluntary Services Director at your local VA hospital and telling him what you're going to do. If they have any questions, have them contact their counterpart at the Bay Pines Healthcare System. You may find that someday you may be a recipient of shoes and socks for homeless veterans. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, getting this country back on track, it requires all hands on deck. Thank you for joining in. After all, this is a government of four by we the people. And lest we forget, I mean, that command really puts us in charge. In other words, the everyday man and woman is the CEO of this country, the president of this country, okay, by design. That's the way our founding fathers had intended that we be in charge, not the other way around. But, you know, we get caught in traditions. We get caught into the lies of the elite and thinking that they are in charge. But lest you remember, critical mass here is large and very much in charge as long as we hold to our position. But if you relinquish said authority position, you have what is going on in our country today, where the tail is shaking the dog. And we've got all these disparate opinions abandoning fact and truth in order to fulfill their agenda, which is not necessarily that which aligns with what our founding fathers had intended for us. Does that make sense? All right, so in other words, we need an active citizenry. The days of kicking back, putting your heels on the desk, and allowing these elected officials to run this country, you saw and you were witnessing what that does. You know, like $23 trillion in debt and counting. That is what we are experiencing. All this other insanity, impeachment madness is going on. I mean, can't believe that we're impeaching a president of the United States just so what? So that Nancy Pelosi can say, well, he will be forever impeached. Like that's some sort of scarlet letter stain upon his presidency. But the fact of the matter is that the stain is going to be on the Congress, on the House, because they're going to look back and say, wait, you impeached him for what? You know, you did this, and in light of everything that was going on positively in the nation and how much better it could have gone, and there's, you know, the facts that you have or the facts that you think you have are quite spurious, and they're probably not facts at all, and you're making this stuff up, and as Adam Schiff has done, you know, quite in his own style and manner of eloquence, you know, but it's like, well, let's make up stories here. And even the speaker in a significant position that she's in, she's third in line for the presidency of the United States, and the way she's, you know, conducting herself, I mean, it's rather shameless and sad and pathetic that that's what we're having to deal with in our country today, and how it continues to divide us instead of uniting us. But interestingly enough, they say to us, they say, oh, we're here to unite the country. Well, it's kind of hard to reconcile your statement that you're here to unite the country when everything you're doing is siloing us and dividing us. I don't get it. But here's the opportunity. I believe that the Democrats are taking their party. The leadership of the Democrats is taking their party in such a direction that, I just believe they're going to be devastated. I mean, if 2016 caused their skulls to explode, 2020 is just, get ready. I mean, we might as well put ourselves in hazmat suits, because the gray matter that is going to be flying around with the with the head explosions of this 2020 election. But yet they're there insisting and leading half of the country into believing that Donald Trump, with all the success that he's experienced on behalf of all Americans, okay, it's not a specific group, it is all across the board, that his policies and his successes have worked for all of us at any level. I mean, just go down the list. Because of him, we're energy independent. You think with Barack Obama we'd have been energy independent? You think with Hillary Clinton we'd be energy independent? Heck no. We'd still have all these restrictions, and we would still be beholden to the Middle East. And like right now, you think about it, if we were beholden to the Middle East and for oil and that, what would the temperament of America be? We've been through this before. And now that we truly are energy independent for the first time in our lifetimes, I mean, this is an exciting time. So now what are we going to do with this opportunity? Just like I think that, what's happening right now, it's not by accident that the Democrats are imploding. They're losing membership within their party, and for a good reason. Because, at some point, common sense has to rule and reason has to rule. And, as Americans, we are discerning consumers, and we can see when things aren't working. I mean, forget about all the rhetoric that Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders wants to promote. We're not buying it. We're just not buying that rhetoric, because we see where it goes. And even though Donald Trump, he'll go at the rallies and say, socialism is not going to happen here in America. Some people may still play with that idea. But again, common sense is such that we know what socialism leads to, what it has led to. I mean, it is a fact that with socialism comes death, and death on many levels, where actual human beings are being murdered at the hands of an oppressive government. That has been the history of socialism. Just look at it. I mean, the death of ideas, the death of ambition, the rise of mediocrity. I mean, all of these negative things, the very things that our founding fathers knew that if we embraced liberty and freedom, that we wouldn't have to worry about, so much about mediocrity and oppression. Which is not to say that we have not made our mistakes. We've made our mistakes along the way, but we're living an ideal. And an ideal is something that you continually reach for, and you continually study and adjust as you go along. But we need to have that venue and that freedom to be able to do that. But the nature of this is that this idea is in operation within the context of a political environment, one that has become adversarial, because we could only hope that both parties at the end of the day, both parties would be ambitious for freedom and for liberty. Sadly, that's not the case, but I think that's one of the reasons why one of the parties is going to experience something quite devastating. But I believe also that with that occurrence, it will be a great opportunity for conservatism and particularly the Republican Party to lead the way to where we can exercise some budget discipline, so that we start seeing the deficit moving in a direction that is less than more. In other words, instead of looking at $23 trillion, can you imagine that we start seeing the budget going down to, you know, the deficit going down to 22 or 21 and 20 and start moving in that direction as opposed to the wheels and the countdown spinning up all the time and where we start approximating $30 trillion in debt. And that's just the top line. That's not counting the total number, which is well over $100 trillion in total liability. We it's unsustainable, ladies and gentlemen. You know that. Again, common sense is beginning to reign, and I believe that opportunity is in the near future for us if we're faithful to the call of freedom for all. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We're coming at 15 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
You are the end of the dream.
Mission Independent, just the way you like to hear from us, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Good to have you with us. John Michael Chambers is joining us now. He is the author of the book, Trump and the Resurrection of America. He is an author, speaker, national media commentator, also chairman of the Sarasota Patriots for Trump Group. John, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, good morning. Great to be here.
Well, tell us about your book, Trump and the Resurrection of America.
Sure. I mean, what I see happening today is two things. I see the beginning steps of the death of globalism and the resurrection of America. From a 30,000-foot view, that's kind of what's happening. And the book addresses, many of the battles that we're facing and the enemies of President Trump, the enemies of freedom, and the stark difference between, certainly in this election, where we're heading with one party versus the other.
Exactly. Well, John, just to clarify, to make sure that people understand, when we define globalism, we're talking about it in terms of the seat of authority. Is the seat of authority and control going to be at a global level, kind of like what the EU is all about, or is it going to be where the seat of authority, in this case, in the United States of America, still resides out of Washington, D.C., and the local authorities?
Well, kind of what I'm talking about when I say globalism is the plan that's been underway through Clinton, Bush, and Obama. And that was where countries lose their sovereignty, as you stated, with the European Union. Well, that backfired. It didn't actually work. And now we have Brexit. So this is becoming a global movement with other leaders getting in the shadow of President Trump, if you will. President Trump, in my opinion, is leading the way, trying to restore America's sovereignty. After the 2020 election, we're going to see big moves on the central bank system and the Federal Reserve to restore sound money. There's a lot going on. So the globalist policies were shifting how the world conducted business and concentrating the power into the hands of the few. And Trump is trying to restore the power back to our country and encouraging other countries to do the same. That's a very simplistic view of it, but that's essentially what I mean by globalism.
And I agree with you, John, in that perspective, because the other thing is that you touched on, and we discussed it earlier this morning, this is the beauty of leadership. Leadership leads the way, and look what's going on, as you say. Around the world, you've got other countries going, hey, look at, we like what Donald Trump is doing. I keep waiting for some of them saying, hey, look at it. If you want to impeach Donald Trump, go ahead and impeach him. And guess what? We want him here to run France.
You're absolutely right. Look, I wrote an article on my website, johnmichaelchambers.com, probably almost 2 years ago, in the thick of that Mueller witch hunt. Think back to that mindset of America at that time. And the article was titled, Global Support Coming for Trump Soon, and people thought I was crazy, but it turns out I was right, because it's actually begun. We needed the witch hunt, or the Mueller witch hunt, to be labeled as such in order for the foreign countries to fully buy in with President Trump and come aboard. But look, they really almost have no choice with his policies, and his policies aren't reckless to other nations. He just wants free, fair, and reciprocal trade. The biggest obstacle we have, of course, is China, but he's made massive progress in phase one, and that's just phase one. He's set China back 67 years economically, and that's almost a direct quote from the president recently. So we're winning. We're winning the battle, and we're winning the impeachment hoax, too. The president will not be impeached in the Senate. We all know this. It's dead on arrival. It's just how is the hearing going to play out is the question of the day.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be interesting, as you say, and this is time for voters to take a look at the leadership in the Senate and how, you know, I think in one context, Chuck Schumer is right, maybe Jerry Nadler, in terms of saying that the Senate is on trial here, but not in the context that he thinks that they're on trial. The voter is looking to see, okay, who's got the courage here? What is going to rise up through all of this? I would think ideally, you know, based on, and of course, they'll hear the evidence of the House, and as reckless as this evidence has been effectuated, I don't know how they straighten this mess up other than, you know, as they're doing to confuse the issue by saying, oh, we need witnesses and we need all this. All that stuff is distraction, because they supposedly have done the research, they've done supposedly their due diligence, present the case, and it's up to the Senate to see, and we're going to be watching to see if they have the courage to be able to call it for what it is, and if it's a sham, and as most of us see it to be, then they will throw it out as it should be. It shouldn't be a situation where, you know, the Senate is called to do the work of the House.
I absolutely agree. You know, if I were the man in charge, I would dismiss this for the grounds of, well, for many reasons. I would just simply dismiss it.
Where's the crime? Where's the crime, John, to begin with?
Yeah, there are no high crimes and misdemeanors. The thing is a hoax. There really was no real whistleblower or blowers, and there was nothing to whistleblow. Trump blew Schiff's parody right out of the water the moment he released the transcript, and they have been panicking ever since. But here's what's going to happen, and Schiff indicated this the other day. Once President Trump is exonerated.
Exonerated,
but in the Senate, they're going to go back into the House and reconvene new impeachment articles for the stuff that they didn't do previously. All it's about at this stage, they know the president can't be impeached. They know there are no impeachable offenses. It's all it's about now is scarring his record and trying to detract votes from them, but it's not working. It's detracting voters from the Democrat Party, and I'll tell you who else is on trial besides the president defending the bogus impeachment, where the 100 senators are the jury, if you will. You know who's on trial? The Democrat Party.
Exactly.
And the American people are calling them guilty.
No, you're exactly right there, John. I agree with you 100%. And again, this is, as we said earlier, experience defines preference. And I believe that what is going to happen in the 2020 elections is the Democrats are going to take such, there's going to be such a bloodbath on Democrats and their party that they're going to have to reconstruct. They're already losing people. I mean, look at the independent category. That is expanding exponentially because, as the saying goes, it's not that people are leaving the Democratic Party as much as the Democratic Party is leaving them. And they have no home. And so they're not about to go necessarily make the jump to become a Republican, but they'll find themselves in the middle, and they're now declaring themselves as independent. So look at those numbers.
Absolutely. And part of those numbers, and here it is, Martin Luther King Day, as we honor great Dr. Martin Luther King, our black American friends across this nation, in 2016, the numbers were 16% of the black community supporting candidate Trump. Today, those numbers are 36% to 39%. So, yeah, they are fleeing the Democrat Party. And look, Nancy Pelosi wasn't counting on the House vote that Democrats would not vote for impeachment. She wasn't counting that one would do a present no vote. And she wasn't counting on the congressman from New Jersey coming across and becoming a Republican. It's backfiring. The Art of War, Sun Tzu, the author, you know, ancient Chinese, of course, said something like, you know, when your enemy is destroying themselves, just let them do it. Well, the Democrat Party is imploding, and they do not have a candidate that can beat the president. And I'll go out on a limb and say, I don't think it's any of these people that we see on the platform that will end up being the nominee. I think they have a desperate last-minute surprise, but nothing's going to work. No one can beat President Trump. So long as we get out and vote, and we get evangelicals to vote and other Christians to vote, and we get our Republican couch potatoes registered to vote, we will
exactly win
a landslide.
Yeah, no, I've heard predictions as high as 48 out of the 50 states going for Trump, and I would not be surprised on that end, John.
I would agree.
Well, stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. John Chambers, how can people be in touch with you?
JohnMichaelChambers.com is the portal to my world. I've got YouTube channel, News Behind the News, different things going on. My book is on Amazon.com and Defiance Press. Thank you.
There he is, Trump and the Resurrection of America. He's the author of that book. John Michael Chambers here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, John. Take care.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On this third Monday of January, the nation's reflecting on the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who was assassinated in 1968, while the holiday was created in 1983. After the signing of legislation by President Ronald Reagan, the movement to honor Dr. King's birthday actually began 15 years earlier, 4 days after his assassination on April 4th of 1968. Most banks and the post office are closed for the holiday. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam has declared a temporary state of emergency ahead of today's gun rallies, as gun rights activists are planning to protest in Richmond over a series of bills that would tighten gun regulations in the state. There were also to be some counter demonstrations later today in the same vicinity, but they've now been canceled after officials say some threats were received. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Coming to you from Las Vegas, Nevada. We're on the West Coast here. Not exactly the coast, but out in the desert of Nevada. And we're here for the annual SHOT Show. And so you may hear some background noise, and that is because they're not exactly officially open today. They open up tomorrow. And so meanwhile, there's banging and moving of furniture and all that good stuff. So you may hear some ambient noise, but all is well here in Las Vegas as they get ready, and we're on Radio Row. With us is Lena Durhalley. She is a licensed psychotherapist, and she's shedding light on a horrific true story, and it's also her book, My Daddy is a Hero, How Chris Watts Went from Family Man to Family Killer. Lena, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Thank you, Bill. I'm great. Thank you for having me. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. We're in Vegas, you know, so
yeah.
we're dealing with the time change, and you know, whenever you're in public events like this, it always creates some interesting opportunities. But it's always fun, new people to meet too, and so it's good fun. So looking forward to it.
Good.
Well, so let's talk about the book. Tell us about My Daddy is a Hero.
Well, I don't know if all your viewers are familiar with the case, but it seems that most people in for the U.S. are August 28th, Chris Watts, you know, a objectively handsome, seemingly perfect husband and father, murdered his pregnant wife. She was 15 weeks pregnant with a little boy that he had really wanted a boy, and they had two toddler daughters. And this took place out in Colorado, and he had, you know, strangled his wife and smothered his daughters, and the way he disposed of the bodies was incredibly horrific. He buried his wife in a shallow grave at the oil tank, at the oil site that he worked at, and he put his daughters in separate oil tanks, which I think is, you know, the most gruesome part of the story. So,
yes.
My book is actually, you know, it retells the story, but the heart of the book is a psychological exploration of how somebody with no warning signs could do something like this, and, you know, to answer a lot of questions that people had because it was just so shocking. So I hope that it could help people make sense of the crime, and then by sort of understanding how nonviolent people become violent, then how do we look at preventing this type of thing? Are there things that we can do? So that's what I hope to accomplish with the book.
Well, and this has application, as you say, I mean, in today, and instances that have occurred in our culture like this, that you know, people are left with that mystery. And, you know, it's like whenever anything like this happens, as they say, inquiring people not only want to know, they need to know.
Yeah, I felt that from people, that they really needed to know, and that they would have a really hard time letting this go. And, you know, even after he's made multiple confessions, people are still obsessing over the case. And one of the things that made me feel, you know, pretty rewarded after I wrote the book is that I've been hearing from people from different parts of the world that have thanked me and said that the book helped bring them some sense of closure. So,
yes.
You know, if my book was able to do that, then I really feel I did the right thing by publishing it. I wanted it to have meaning and value and substance. I didn't want to just, you know, write some true crime book, some horror story. I really wanted to look at what can we get from this? What can we learn from it?
Well, you know, for you as a psychotherapist, I mean, you're studying this. I mean, this is a, you know, an awful part of human beings, and you know what some would say we all have the potential of becoming.
Yeah, it's terrifying, especially to think about. I think the most terrifying part of the story is that we never really know somebody else, and I always stand by the fact that I truly believe Sinan Watts, Chris Watts' wife, could never have predicted this coming. He had no warning signs, and so it's really frightening to think that there, you know, that somebody with no warning signs could be capable of this, because then we think, well, how do we protect ourselves from this?
And exactly.
What if the person that I sleep next to every night is capable of this? And I think many of us who follow the case ask those questions. And I do want to reassure people and say that this is such a rare case, you know, that, you know, it's not going to necessarily happen to you, because I know some people are like, well, what if my husband's going to kill me?
Right.
Now?
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Lena. I'm already going to sleep with one eye open. Now I got to have two eyes open.
Yeah, and, you know, I just say that part of what has been so compelling about this case is that, yes, there are men that, you know, murder their families. Yes, there are people who kill their spouses. But in this particular case, it is quite rare, and I think that's what drew us to it. But I also think we really need to examine what the factors were that led someone, you know, who had a really good life. He had a good job. He had a beautiful wife. He had amazing children. Everything was going well for him. Everybody loved him. Mm-hmm. And I think we really need to look at what can push someone like that over the edge to do something like this.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about triggers. Did you determine?
I think I felt the answers were satisfactory for me, and I think, you know, a lot of people that have read the book felt that the answers were satisfactory for them. And, of course, not everybody is going to feel that way, because everybody has different opinions. But, you know, I say in the book that I really looked at all angles, and that I really believe it was a perfect storm of many different things that came together. And so, you know, I interviewed a criminal psychologist, because I'm not a criminal psychologist. I specialize in couples therapy.
Right.
And so I did use my expertise in understanding relationship dynamics, especially between a husband and a wife, and, you know, what could be going on there. And then I interviewed a neuroscientist, and I think that part was really interesting for me. I learned a lot in the sense that I found out that there's only nine things that will trigger a human being to respond in a violent way.
Oh, really?
And so, yeah, and I outlined what those nine things are based on my interview with a man named Dr. Douglas Fields, who's a neuroscientist, and he wrote a book called My Snap. And so, you know, I think that was really helpful and educational for me to understand, hey, when I get angry, these are the nine things that are making me angry, and here's the way I can maybe think about it differently so I can stop my anger. And so, you know, some of those things translate to road rage even. So I think that part of the book was really helpful in a general sense.
Well, expand a little bit more, you know, for those of, you know, that have not read the book, you know, these nine things, as you say, they've become caution, you know, warning signs for yourself to be sensitive about.
Yeah, there's some really obvious ones, like, you know, protecting your property, for example. If you know, self-defense, killing someone in self-defense. So if you feel that your life is threatened or you're going to be physically injured, that will trigger in your brain a response that will make you become violent. So those are things that are quite obvious, and these nine things are all based on, you know, primitive survival mechanisms back in the day where you really had to respond. But now society has evolved so much that a lot of the time these things are misfires. And the most interesting trigger for me that I applied to Chris Watts in this book is what Dr. Fields calls the S trigger, and that means stop. So a person will become violent if they believe that they're being stopped or impeded from getting what they want. And so Dr. Fields gave me some everyday examples. So one, you know, road rage.
Yeah.
You know, you're in a traffic jam and you're getting really angry all of a sudden. It's because you're stopped from, you know, getting to where you need to be. Or if somebody cuts you in line, you know, you're in Vegas, for example, and you're waiting for, you know, to go into your convention, and somebody cuts you in line, immediately you're going to feel a sense of annoyance. That's that trigger kicking in your brain. But if somebody says, oh, I'm so sorry, all of a sudden your anger melts away. It dissipates because that's your brain recognizing that it was a misfire and that you're not actually being threatened. So Dr. Fields says if we can understand these nine triggers and we can understand that when they are misfires, for example, because sometimes they're not. Sometimes you really do need to act in self-defense. And so
exactly.
That's perfectly reasonable. And I tell my own children, you know, if someone's ever physically threatening you, you fight, you know. I think that that's important because we do need to survive as well. But there's an art in recognizing a misfire in your brain, like when someone cuts you in line or when you're in a traffic jam.
Exactly. Well, we've got more from the licensed psychotherapist, Lena Durhalley, and her book, My Daddy is a Hero, How Chris Watts Went from Family Man to Family Killer.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much
for
high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now, you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't
always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Radio America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there for you. Hey, thank you so much for sharing a part of your day with us. Licensed psychotherapist Lena Durhalley is with us. She's written the book, My Daddy's a Hero. Chris Watts went from family man to family killer. Interesting title for the book, Lena, knowing that all that we know about Chris Watts now.
Yes, you know, the title, I think, has been controversial for some people, and I understand why. For those, you know, who aren't familiar, Chris Watts' four-year-old daughter, there was a video of her on social media singing a song, My Daddy is a Hero, and this was just, you know, weeks before he killed her and her sister and her mom, and, you know, it was just, I think, again, the shockingness of the case, the irony that the whole family, you know, even those closest to him really thought he was this hero, this perfect guy. And I think, you know, the title just speaks to the magnitude of how evil his crimes were when you think about his four-year-old, how sad and tragic that is that she was singing that her father was a hero and, you know, soon after he was plotting to kill her so he could be with his mistress.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it just really it shows the irony and also the depth of how evil he was, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it is, and when you look at the picture that you have in the book of the family, gosh, I mean, an everyday American-type family, they're smiling and, you know, and as you say, this horrific crime and, you know, the thoughts that you tender and how they build a case to where you go from being this exemplar family man
one minute, and then the next minute, maybe not even a minute, seconds, you destroy that family in order to, you know, start a new life, as if you couldn't have just, you know, filed for divorce and do it that way. You know, it's almost like the Scott Peterson case, right?
Yeah, you know, there's been a lot of similarities to the Scott Peterson case. And actually, I don't have any pictures in my book, but the images of family are, you know, you can find them all over the internet and mm-hmm. what a good-looking family they were. And, you know, Scott Peterson, it was, again, on the surface, Scott Peterson was an objectively handsome, doting husband and someone that you couldn't have predicted would necessarily have gone as far as to murder his wife and unborn son. However, I actually know some people, you know about the Peterson case, and a lot's come out since then. And from my understanding, he was a huge adulterer. Mm. He was constantly having affairs, and he was also very charming, and he sort of has this typical profile of a sociopathic or psychopathic person. They're very charming. They're good-looking. Mm-hmm. They know how to manipulate you. They can work a room. You know, he was cheating all the time. I heard that, you know, he had even, he would take flights and, you know, he would sleep with airline stewardesses in the bathrooms of the airplanes. But he was a real smooth-talking adulterer, whereas Chris Watts had none of that in his past. As far as we know, the only affair he had was the 6 weeks before he killed his wife. And he was described by everybody as very socially awkward, although everybody thought he was a nice, helpful guy. But he was really hard to get to know. He was really quiet. He was a closed book, socially awkward, someone that you had a hard time connecting with in a way. So he didn't have that same charming persona that Scott Peterson did. He was very, very introverted. So I think that's an interesting distinction, but still similar cases.
Exactly. Well, and you know, and a bit surprising that, you know, you say that this affair was a 6 week affair, you know, and that, I mean, because this is like almost turning on a dime. I mean, six weeks, and then he kills his family.
I think that's again what makes this case not so baffling, and again why people want to understand how did this happen. And from all the evidence we have, the police reports and everything, you know, he was emailing flirtatious emails with a coworker around, you know, early June, and then he goes away with his wife on a weekend getaway end of June, and they come back, and then she takes the girls to North Carolina for the summer, which is where both their families are located.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as she leaves for that trip, he starts this affair, and it gets really intense. And sometime within those weeks of that affair, he decided that he wanted to be with this new woman, and he also decided that in his mind, the best way to do that would be to kill his whole family, which is just, for most of us, the most insane foreign concept, you know. But it just shows the level of how depraved his mind is that while his wife was looking for what we call pro-social solutions to dealing with their marital problems, he was sending him self-help books. He was like, let's go to counseling. You know, we got to keep this family together. I will change. If you tell me what I'm doing wrong, I will change. You know, mm-hmm. he was saying all of that. He was begging him to reengage with her, whereas he was plotting her murder. So, you know, when we compare the two, it really is striking the difference between a normal person who looks at pro-social ways to deal with problems versus someone who has these psychopathic, narcissistic-type tendencies that's looking for these very anti-social ways to deal with problems.
Well, and you talk about a perfect storm. I mean, as those that have studied people who have adulterous affairs, like any romance, I mean, it starts out on a, you know, a house of fire. I mean, and maybe that's not the right word, but I mean, there's a lot of passion early on. And here it is. I mean, they were still early on in this relationship and being 6 weeks fresh. Although this thing was hot and heavy. I mean, you report that, this gal, this co-worker, she was already looking for wedding dresses.
This is my specialty, you know, relationships, and this is, again, romantic love. There's a biological purpose to it. The reason we, in these honeymoon stages, we become so obsessed with someone is because it's supposed to bond us to one person with the hopes of procreation.
Yes.
So I use the work of an anthropologist who studies love and the brain, and her name is Helen Fisher. And so I do. I talk about how, yeah, he's not looking at reality when he's with this other woman, and he's comparing her to his wife, who he's been with for 8 years, who they have two kids and one on the way. You know, it's sort of the doldrums of everyday life kind of system. Mm-hmm. And that's the point in your relationship where you get annoyed with each other a lot, and you don't have the honeymoon phase anymore. And so, you know, he was just really swept up in this fantasy world that was not based on reality. And I think, you know, had he stayed in this relationship with the other woman, he would have grown tired of her as well. So.
Oh, without a doubt. No, it would run its course. Now, what insight did you gain, you know, from this other woman in terms of her vulnerability? Was she very similar to Chris's wife?
I think he viewed her as different than his wife. You know, his wife was very outgoing, and she loved fashion, and she was really, you know, stunningly beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a very extroverted, bubbly personality. Where his mistress, I would describe her as more salt of the earth. You know, very athletic. They both had dark hair. They both had green eyes. You know, so there were some. They were both, you know, relatively curvaceous women. So physically, they resembled each other.
Mm-hmm.
But I also believe, you know, the mistress, as we all do in early relationships, so she was also kind of showing, I think she was trying to show him that she was different than his wife as well, you know. So I think there was an element of, you know, I'm low-key, I'm laid back, I just like to go camping. And,
right.
And all of that stuff. So I think there was an element. Well, and Chris Watts himself has said that he felt that his mistress was the only person that he could be himself around, or that he felt respect from. And again, that's not necessarily true. He was just in the throes of the honeymoon phase, and he was comparing her to a relationship of 8 years with small children, which I can attest, as, you know, I'm in a similar situation, that it's hard, those early years with small children, you know?
Exactly.
Even for a couple of therapists like me. So, you know, so it was really an unfair comparison for him to compare his relationship with his wife to a woman who was single and could go out and go to car shows with him and go camping with him. You know, it was a very different relationship.
You know, without a doubt. Wow, that's amazing. Now, any interviewing of the mistress?
No, and she's actually gone pretty dark. Nobody really knows where she is. There's speculation that she may have changed her name or have gone into witness protection. She was very vilified by a lot of people who followed the case, so I think that probably best and wise of her to stay as low-key as possible. A lot of people, because, you know, it seems like she actively pursued an affair with a married man based on what we know and based on what Chris has said in some of his confessions. And so,
now these were now Chris and his wife, I mean, their family, they were Christians, right?
Yes, they're very religious, very Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Her Sinan's parents, her mother especially, is very, very religious.
And he described himself as a man of God.
Now he has. So now, you know, he's in prison and he's trying to get everybody to see that he's a changed man. He's given his life to Christ. And I also did a little research on that, you know, what happens in prison when people go through these conversions.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was interested, are these genuine conversions? And you know, some of the time they are. And of course, if somebody wants to find God in prison, I'm all for that. You know, that's great. But in this case, you know, it seems disingenuous. And it seems from the research I've done that it's really hard to tell if conversions are genuine in prison. And it seems that Chris Watts is trying to use this as a way to get out of prison. Like, he really believes.
Well, he's lived a charmed life, and he knows what people want to hear, right?
Yeah.
To a degree, even though he was a bit of an introvert.
Lena Dirhali has been our guest. Lena, thank you so much for being with us.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.